Welcome to the Pin Arcade Staff Podcast. And today, in this office,
Introducing
Lydia Piper.
Hi.
Hey.
Yay.
Why are you here?
Who are you?
I am Lydia. I am a new employee of PennyArcade.com.
Lydija.
Whatever. I'm assisting Dave and Ryan and Brian and doing their jobs
and
better.
Robert.
And Robert.
Project management? Or what's the...
Yeah. My official title is Associate Project Manager.
Associate.
I'm not official project manager.
Sub-project manager.
So I just think of it as I'm still a personal assistant, as I was an enforcer, but just on a bigger scale.
So you've enforced previously for how many years?
My first was PAX East in 2012.
All right.
And I had no idea what Penny Arcade was. My two best friends, who are now married, met at PAX, and they convinced me to participate, and then it's all history from there.
All right.
Well, now that we brought you here, we're going to talk about a Puritan horror movie.
But first, everyone else has to introduce themselves.
Kiko.
Hey, it's Dave.
Eric C.K.
All right. We did it.
Yes, we watched a movie today.
Guys, we watched a movie. Spoiler cast right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to mention that.
If you actually want to see The Witch, you should turn this off now that you know who Lydia is.
Yeah.
That's it.
The Witch.
This is your window.
If you want and care to see The Witch and not be spoiled, press stop now.
I think
now.
This is probably the last weekend that'll be in theaters, so they'll have to wait a while
for
it to be on Netflix. Yeah, because it's sort of on the
popcorn.
A bunch
time.
Of stuff
Google
is getting
it. You're
released
it.
This weekend.
I didn't even know. I thought it just came out.
I had a hard time finding tickets for that movie.
Oh. Hmm. All right. Well.
So we just got back from The Witch. We watched it for our lunch activity.
It's actually the VV Itch.
You're right.
That's
it is the
VV Itch.
VV
Itch.
I remember that.
There were spaces.
I noticed.
It was weird.
Kerning. So that's a movie, right, guys?
It was weird.
This was your idea.
This was my idea because I really didn't want to see another movie by myself again in
All
Washington.
Right. All right. Yeah, because you're new here.
Yes, my first weekend here, I went by myself to see Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
All right.
And it was fabulous.
Okay, was it way better than The
Witch? Why didn't you invite us to that one?
Because I hadn't even started yet.
Do you feel guilty?
I don't think I would have gone to that.
Taking us to a Do you feel guilty taking us to a movie that not everyone enjoyed?
Yes, because even I'm really sad.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't find it not enjoyable.
It wasn't like, it was...
I thought it was a good movie.
It was very well done. There was very high on atmosphere.
It portrayed the time period
really
well.
It is not a scary movie.
No.
Yeah.
It's not, it's not scary.
It is more
scary,
of a suspenseful movie than
a suspense
it is a horror
slash
movie.
Creepy.
It's,
you it's know, not movie. Creepy at all,
bloody.
Which is the
it
problem.
It is. Yeah, there
are creepy
depends
ones.
On what you consider creepy.
It wasn't creepy enough for me.
Well, sure.
I think we
fear
all...
Fear of God.
I didn't see a trailer and I went in just people saying it was really messed up. And I was excited to see what kind of stuff that would bring. And it didn't bring enough messed up stuff.
Well,
or
maybe if you're like sensitive about babies, that's
pretty
messed
up. Yeah, but that's in the first like 3 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, you're like vomiting the rest of the time. Maybe, I don't know.
Or checking out your
sister. You got baby blood all over. Or maybe you're like scared of naked old ladies. That's also
that
really
is
bad.
Fucked up though.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of skin.
Yeah.
On that old woman. Her real name is...
I got confused.
What was it?
Babadook.
It's crazy.
Barbarella.
Like she looked better and then she got bad again, or was that a different
that
witch?
That was a spell.
That was a spell.
She it was just a temporary
that's
spell.
That's why it turned into like
she
ugly witch claw behind his head.
Little right. boy. You were confused by that?
I thought like the whole baby thing was like gave her life, like young life again.
Just
or
gave her
no. She
witch
just kills
blood
babies
because
she's a witch.
Babies.
Okay.
That's why she was you know, rubbing it all over that rod
that was
she
a bit,
was flying with.
That was a bit hardcore.
So at first, at first she brings out the knife and you're like, all right, is she gonna just circumcise
no,
this child?
I thought she was just
to
chopping
mash
it off.
Into
and then
pulp.
There was lots of pulp.
Yeah.
And then she churned that little baby.
Oh, yeah. She churned
like
that child
butter.
And then rubbed it and laid on the ground.
It was like a Lady Dracula thing.
Yeah.
And then did stuff to the stuff.
Yeah. And she flew off to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the whole brother checking out his sister.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, but I mean...
Well, that was normal.
That was
normal temptation. Puberty temptation. That's why... That is why the pretty witch...
Yeah.
That's what they set up for the pretty witch to...
Yeah.
You know, seduce him.
Yeah.
It's was super interesting, as you expect for a movie in that time, to... Re- really play the patriarchy card. You expect the men to be overbearing and but every woman in this movie had control of the situation.
Yeah, pretty much.
They ran the show. That was really interesting.
That is. I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
Like the father had no power over anything.
He
that
had
was
a
happening.
Cool voice, cool commanding voice. He's very good at swinging axes.
Yeah. He still thought he knew better than his family, though.
I did not get that impression.
I mean, yeah, they were there because he was essentially making them.
Yeah, but he knew that decision was a mistake
eventually,
from day one. And he was just trying to...
He admitted it, the pride.
Yeah. Keep things together.
I didn't get the whole crops going bad thing for a while until they really mentioned it. I thought they were just like cooking some corn. Like, I thought it was just cooked.
It did not, yeah.
That was not portrayed
from the first
super well.
Scene, the whole crop thing did not look like it was going great.
The house was too, like, it didn't look like they were struggling out there. Like, they had a decent, like, you know, it was small, but it was a decent, well-built house. Like,
well, yeah. you can build a decent house and still not
maybe
eat.
Well, yeah. But
and it was
the boards were sawed and lumbered, and like,
it was in between summer and fall, so they were predicting that winter was going to be super bad because the crops were not doing great.
So I think that for the people that don't plan on seeing the movie that are still listening, we are very, we're not explaining enough
of the
movie. So maybe we should do like a little synopsis setup. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Go for it.
Let's do that.
All right.
Help me fill the gaps, guys. Movie starts.
So dad gets kicked out
dad
of
gets
the village
kicked out
or
of
the plantation.
The plantation. But this is set in New England.
Because
he
will not conform.
He will not conform.
Too righteous or something.
Yeah, I don't know why. He just loved Jesus a lot.
Yeah.
More than other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe something happens.
He gets kicked out. He gets exiled. Yeah. And he takes his family, who is a daughter, a son, and then a set of twins, and then a newborn child.
Yeah.
I don't.
And a wife.
Was the newborn there in the beginning? I thought the
newborn was not there in the beginning.
Yeah, she had him later, I think.
Okay.
So that explained there's a time difference between.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's why they have the house.
That's why there's a house and they're in the middle of building a barn.
Yeah, I got that it was a while.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought it was pretty much immediate. So.
No, it was a while.
That helped
house.
Out. Yeah.
And I just thought they found like some lady from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So she was there.
She's
if you like breastfeeding in Game of Thrones, this movie's for you.
Yeah. She does some more.
4 out of 5 single boobs. So they get exiled. They kind of have their own, start their own like family on the outskirts of town. They start pioneering. They're on the edge of the woods, and the woods are pretty fucked up. And they're all like, don't go in the woods. Those are messed up. And one day the daughter, what's her name? Main
Thomason.
Character.
Thomason.
Yeah,
Thomason, which I've never heard in my life.
Yeah, interesting name. Yeah.
She is watching over Samuel, the tiny baby, and she's playing peekaboo.
Who we may or may not know is her son or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's peekabooing the shit out of that kid, and then one time she looks away and looks back, and then he's all the way gone, and there's a rustling towards the woods, and they blame wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you saw as the camera the...
See, that was the interesting thing is they...
Did you? Yeah. I didn't see the figure at all. I saw brush moving. I didn't ever see the figure.
I didn't see the figure.
Oh, later in the woods.
She was wearing a red cape.
Yeah, the red cape, figure running through the woods.
Yeah, later in the woods, but not
immediately.
No, that was just wrestling woods.
You didn't see what happened.
Scene,
when she looked up, she didn't see anything.
The scene right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
They actually show the witch taking the baby to the hut.
A red cloaked person is taking the baby, and then you see it laying naked with a naked person over it.
Yeah.
And then
which
a knife
at first
happens.
Looked like an old man to me.
Yeah, I thought it was an old man.
What the fuck is going on?
And then very explicitly, next scene, cut to next scene, and there's lots of...
turning.
Gumbo.
Baby gumbo.
Baby gumbo. And she's rubbing it all over like it's coconut oil and it's the new age.
And on a rod.
And then some other stuff
and
happens.
On her
and then some other
broom.
Stuff happens. And then... So basically they go straight for it in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They lay it all out.
Yeah, they're like... This,
there is
this
a witch. She's fucking crazy.
But then it
doing
takes
horrible
like,
things.
Then it takes like 40 more minutes before you see her again, really. They're just kind of having a bad time. Bad shit's happening.
Bad shit's happening all the time.
But that's just because they're Puritans.
And Thomasin gets blamed for a lot of it.
Yeah, Thomasin gets blamed. She starts saying she's a witch to her little siblings because she wants to scare them because they're all assholes.
The little twins are little jerks.
They're all like, they're just weird. The twins are assholes.
And all this bad shit's happening, and she overhears her parents say that they're going to sell her to the town to live
to
with
another
family.
Well, yeah.
So she'll like be a servant, which sucks. So she's pretty bummed. And her little brother, who is probably in the 10 to 12 range.
Yeah. 12 maybe.
Yeah. Decides to take a horse and go into the woods. And I don't know. What is he even looking for?
Looking for food. He's checking the traps.
Yeah. He's just checking the traps, but he's hoping to redeem her.
No. If they have food,
then she doesn't,
then she doesn't have to be sold.
That's more or less. And horse gets spooked because of this hair that keeps showing up. That is kind of a bad omen.
That is the witch.
I think it's the witch. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. And
they get separated.
She wakes up and he is gone, and he ends up in the clutches of a very attractive woman,
seduced by the witch,
with a very horrible hand. And now he's lost, and the family's very distraught. And that night, the dad is about to go out to go find Caleb. Is that his name?
Yes.
And then he just kind of shows up out of nowhere, naked.
Fucked up.
Super fucked up. And he's sick and he can't speak or anything. And I guess the next scene is him kind of speaking in tongues. The whole family is just going nuts and like fighting.
Yeah,
accusing each other of there being lots of problems.
An apple came out of his mouth.
Yeah, and he gets an apple pried out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Which is relevant in the beginning when he was making a lie.
Yeah, he was making a lie about apples. So lots of, they called it, he's been witched. Mm-hmm. So Robert's peering and listening. Spoilers. The witch kind of sucked.
I wouldn't say it sucked.
I thought it was okay.
No.
Well, it was perfectly fine.
It was a perfectly fine movie. I would not have gone to watch it in a theater if I
I don't want to see it again.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed. It's,
in the end,
it was disappointing.
Yeah.
Everyone
it wasn't bad. It just was disappointing.
It wasn't disappointing for me because I wasn't expecting anything.
Well, we should resume, just finish it off, I guess. Caleb ends up talking to Jesus and then dies.
Yeah. He like had an epiphany and then.
Yeah, he had an epiphany.
And died.
And then the two little siblings start speaking in tongues as well and kind of lock up.
Because they're buddies with.
They're buddies with.
Black Peter.
But
Black Peter.
It seemed like they may have been faking the whole time because he woke them up.
They're just dumb kids.
Dumb kids.
Either way, the twist at the end was that the devil was the black goat all along.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a goat that was kind of an asshole and he ended up being the devil.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Maybe he's not actually the devil. Maybe she's crazy. And
he
she
turned
was
into a dude
devil.
And seduced. Mm.
Daughter, and then she walks off and gets naked and starts floating away with witches.
Yeah.
That turns out not the best movie.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting a bit more creep factor.
So there's just this one scene which was set up to be horrifying, where they're all locked. The family, the dad locks up the daughter and the two surviving little kids, and they stay overnight in a storm, and they're all like kind of paranoid of each other because they all think they're all witches. So they're all on like separate corners of the room, and they all look over at one point, and the witch is suckling the teat of one of the goats that earlier in the movie the goat was producing blood instead of milk. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's fucked.
This is a moment that you think you're going to get scared.
And you're like, oh shit. And then the music's intense and you're like, oh fuck, I should look away. But then all she does is turn towards the camera and laugh in such a cheesy witch laugh that I started laughing because it ruined the moment for me because I was like, I don't want to look at her. She's going to be super fucked up.
Like Wizard of Oz witch laugh.
Yeah.
Goofy cackle.
And the kids scream and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, and then.
I mean, the next morning.
Yeah. The next morning is what.
Well,
yeah,
you also
really
have the daydream of the mother has of her two dead children.
Oh yeah,
that was actually the best.
Yeah.
Creepy scene.
I think that was the darkest and creepiest.
Yeah.
Scene besides the baby being slaughtered and rubbed into skin.
Explain to me the scene again.
So,
the witch has cast a spell on her so that the witch can go to town on.
Yeah, so the mom wakes up and sees her two dead sons.
Right.
The dead son gives the baby. The dead son gives the baby to her, and she allows it. She says it's hungry, so she's obviously breastfeeding the child. And then cut over to this crazy witch scene. And then when it cuts back after the witch laughs, there's actually a crow just pecking at this girl's, this woman's. And she's like laughing about
giggling.
It. Yeah, she's giggling about it.
It's like, wow.
So that picture was probably the best part, I think. Like, that's what I remember the most vivid. And props to that scene.
Actually, it may not have been a witch. It may have been the devil instead, because the boy was trying to get her to read from that book.
Yeah. And the boy had his voice. Like, it was not the boy's voice.
It wasn't?
No, it was a way different.
Well, it was a whispering voice, but I don't think it was the same as the devil's voice either.
What book was he trying to get her to read?
A book.
The devil's book.
It was just a book.
But
I think it was the same book. Hell book, yeah.
Yeah.
Book of hell.
They mentioned a book a few times in the movie.
Yeah, that's how you...
So, yeah.
That's how they got her to become the witch.
Yeah.
Sign her name in the book.
So there's a little psychological element of, like, is any of this real, or is she crazy making it up? But I don't think it plays to that.
It would have been better if it played to her being secretly the witch and she didn't know.
Yeah, I think that would be better. But they kind of make too many... It's too strong in the other directions.
I don't think they're even actually trying that. They're just showing that maybe the family could be easily confused.
Yeah. That time period frustrates me because there's so much ignorance.
So the other reason why the main reason why I say that is very well done is that for a period piece, it is really
It was really good.
Did not veer off.
Even the language. The language is their language rough.
Wow. Yeah. You will need, if you've ever seen Snatch and you have the option to turn on the subtitles for the Pikeys. This is a one-to-one situation.
I think it was way worse. I could understand the Pikey's fine. There's things where it's like,
was everyone
what was
doing?
That even you,
you
said?
Like dags?
I don't know what you just said.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anyways.
In that regard, the acting was on point because
the acting was incredible. Yeah. The visuals were incredible.
Yeah.
It just wasn't that scary.
It's very helpless feeling a lot of the time.
Yeah, it was more about paranoia and about...
The score didn't fit. Like, the score tried to make it.
The score
scary.
Was very Kubrick.
Yeah.
2001.
Like it kept trying to, like, you're about to be scared. But the movie, like, it didn't deliver that.
If you don't like that time period, like me, don't watch it. Because you'll just be bummed. More bummed.
It's like what Josh said. It wasn't a bad movie. It just wasn't a very good movie.
It just wasn't a super scary movie. It was just a creepy. A little bit of the end was kind of lame, but it was a creepy little witch story.
Psychological period.
I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah.
I require more creep.
Yeah.
I didn't get from it what I was looking for.
Yeah.
As in, you did not want to sleep tonight is what you were looking for.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I jumped harder during the Conjuring 2 trailer. Before.
You didn't jump from the, thing before that with the lady was talking about the bugs and playing with the spiders and stuff in her hands. That was not even a, it was not a trailer for anything. It was just like, hey, I play with bugs and I show children bugs.
Microsoft commercial.
And there's bugs all over
the place. I was on my phone ignoring that blissfully.
Yeah, I saw you were ignoring it. Full of bugs.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that, I guess. If you're a person who's afraid of animal deaths, this is also not a movie because that does happen. I know that's usually like a, does the dog die? Well.
Yes.
Sorry.
And a couple of handful of goats.
Handful of goats, dogs, about it, right?
Bunch of people.
Those are the only animals. Horse goes missing. The two little siblings go missing and nothing gets really explained there.
Yeah.
But we can just assume that they all become
baby
gumbo.
Baby butter.
Use compost.
I mean, they could have been dead in that barn. You didn't really go in the barn
That's true.
Didn't look around.
There are certainly corpses hanging out of that barn.
Yeah. The goat corpse.
I find it sort of maybe unrealistic that they let the little twins act the way they did with the black goat. Like, they were the chanting to it.
If they're
it was
like,
weird.
If
I think like, they would have been freaking out about that.
If
like, what the hell are you doing?
They're hardcore Puritan.
Yeah.
Jesus loving.
There's no way they would let that happen.
There's no way they would let them.
No. They were being creepy as hell.
Develop those songs about a goat.
Mm-hmm. And talking to
it
and shit.
That made sense on why they were so intelligent and kind of conspiring against her. if they had already kind of
maybe yeah maybe creepy, maybe
creepy twins
they're super creepy twins
they, maybe Satan took them and that's assholes. What happened
did the twins ever answer whether or not they talked to the goat?
No, they
didn't respond to that question.
Oh, so maybe they do.
We do know that the goat speak. Yeah,
the goat can speak and then ends up being kind of a hot dude.
Yeah.
His IMDb. I mean, that's all I
know. Is Jack Sparrow. Jack Sparrow.
Jack Bauer.
Bauer.
All right. So, how about the trailers before that? Anything of note there?
I mean, like I said, Conjuring 2, the movies that exist in that Conjuring universe, which are quote unquote based on a true story, I think are interesting. And I think Conjuring is definitely one of the scary movies to come out in the past 5 years.
I didn't like the old guy coming out of the shadows. Like, oh, it's just an old dude. What the fuck? Is he playing a prank? Ha ha, gotcha.
But it's like that's what it looked like. It's like every friggin' trailer has that. Yeah.
But he wasn't even scary. He's just like a regular old dude.
I didn't actually see him. I just saw his shape.
He's just a regular old guy. Like, oh, hey, gotcha. Came out of the shadow. You thought it was the devil, but it's just me.
You get got.
That's what it looked like.
What other trailers were there?
The Purge.
Oh, God. The Purge election year.
Like, super
dumb. That was the worst.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I was interested at first until they're like, when the Purge happens, I was like, motherfuckers.
No, you weren't interested because it's like super hot senator.
Yeah. I love hot public figures. I don't know.
I hate to admit that I've actually seen the other two Purge movies.
Of course you have. I didn't know.
I don't know. It sounds like an interesting idea.
The concept, like the concept for the original Saw, right. Is a great concept.
Yeah.
Saw's not bad, man. Saw's not bad. It's creepy enough.
The first movie or all of them?
I don't know. I never saw anything past the first one.
What was the hairy one? No.
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry. Yeah. Which could be...
First person.
It could looks be good. Like it could be really painting. Bad.
I hope it's super short.
It looks like you might have a good time. It also looks like it might be really bad at the same time.
I hope that there's not a lot of character development.
That's going to be we're going to see what Rotten Tomatoes says about that.
Yeah, the character development they did have was kind of cheesy.
I hope that it's that long in the movie, exactly 60 seconds. I just want to see dudes get hurt.
From a first-person perspective.
From a first-person. Yeah. Like, I want slow-mo.
Slow-mo grenade throwing.
Yeah.
And his, like, fake robot hand where his knuckles are like, that looks like shit. That did not look even close to real.
I'm not watching that movie for the effects.
Yeah.
I'm watching the movie for a guy riding a motorcycle into another van.
At first, inside the van.
I
thought it was like, an exploding van onto a motorcycle.
I thought it was going to be the Hitman movie. I'm like, oh no, I was hoping Hitman was going to be good.
I have no interest in seeing the Hitman movie.
I don't know. If they make it good, it looks cool to me.
Actually, I saw the trailer for the second one. And that didn't look too bad. There were some good sequences in it.
I think I remember seeing one of the trailers and it looked pretty okay, yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised.
I don't know. He's a cool character.
That was the other trailers? There wasn't a lot of trailers.
It was another. Three.
I was like hoping for The Boy to still be out, but I guess I was wrong.
The Boy?
I just liked watching the trailers for The Boy.
What's The Boy? Yeah.
I don't know what The Boy is.
You guys don't know what The Boy is?
No.
It's this horror movie where... this woman who, like I said, she's a caretaker. She goes to this elderly couple's home and to take care of their son. They give her like this long list of like all these rules of what you have to do with him. And then she sees that he's a doll.
Oh.
And then after
that sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
After they leave, in the preview, she just like covers him and goes, "You're creepy. I'm not going to deal with you right now." And then turns out the kid's alive or not alive.
I think I remember seeing like a little part of this or something. I was like, "What the fuck is that? What? What's this doll movie? I haven't seen a doll movie in forever."
But it looks terrifying.
Annabelle's recent doll movie.
I don't know what that is.
That one looked kind of.
It actually was pretty all right. It's in the Conjuring universe.
You like the universe a lot.
There's only those two movies right now, guys.
That doll versus what Annabelle really looked like are very different things. Annabelle was just like a regular old rag doll in real life instead of a creepy...
You blew it, Dave.
Super creepy.
Green Room. There was a trailer for Green
Room. Oh, yeah, Green Room.
Some band that's in
that's right. That was weird.
That looks hardcore.
Patrick Stewart.
That looks hardcore and I don't know. What?
I think it looks...
Why the fuck does that even happen? Like... All right, we're the Rock Band. We go to the Green Room, and now it's what the fuck is going on?
Well,
there's
an extended trailer where that rock show is like a white supremacist rock show,
Oh, and they see that would help make more sense.
They come back into the green room and they see some shit go down, and they don't let him out.
Yeah. So they're still at where they played the concert.
Yeah. Okay. They're still in the venue.
I couldn't tell that, or if like, they like, had somehow been transported somewhere else.
That movie looks pretty fucked.
You know, it's like a room that moved and they were somewhere else.
So
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Movies like that, I feel, are created to make people uncomfortable in this situation. However, I don't feel like the majority of people have been in a local band playing and hanging out in the green room. I mean, Josh, have you? I have. No. But like, it's not that... it's not that common of a thing. So it's like, I can imagine like after seeing that movie, being like a young band being like, oh man, we're in the green room. What if some fucked up shit happens? But I don't know.
It's just a survival
flick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time visioning Sir Patrick Stewart being a crazy white supremacist.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing Patrick Stewart in there.
He doesn't have the hair, so he's mostly there. Visually. I follow him on Snapchat.
Dave Allen, everybody.
Snapchat. At the real Patrick Stewart _ that doesn't exist.
So what's going to happen in that movie is the
torture scenes.
No, the trapped kids are going to become the hunters, and they're going to go super hardcore. That's what every one of those movies turns out to be.
Hmm.
I think they're trying to be, but they seem like they're just getting the shit kicked out of them.
No.
Like what it showed, like most girl looked like most of them were dying.
Get super creepy, and she's getting into
I don't
it.
Know. Maybe she was in on it though. Like maybe that's what that is. Mm-hmm. You know, possible. It's hard to tell what's going on there.
It's just weird seeing actors in weird roles, like because maybe.
Yeah, from Arrested Development.
Was she in that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice her at all.
She was one of the band members.
Oh, maybe I did notice her. I just didn't remember who she was.
But
it's like that. It was weird familiar there. Huh. Weird. And Patrick Stewart. That was weird. Yeah. Did not expect to see him there.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, we'll I don't know.
That
if
one
that
I'm gonna guess that's a 37-47 on RottenTomatoes.com.
I mean, is there many bad movies he's really been in?
Patrick Stewart?
I'll bet you he's been in a lot more movies than you think he has.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
I mean, what's he really done since Star Trek so much? Like
X-Men?
Well, yeah, but like okay, I guess that would
come on, X-Men.
I'm just saying that like he's not in frequent enough movies,
and he does a lot of Broadway stuff.
He's probably been in a lot more movies that we don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
I think that's what Eric's doing over here.
He does like a dozen movies a year. We don't even have any idea.
Yeah. I know he does like Broadway shit, right?
Yeah, lots of Broadway stuff.
So he's like more of a theater actor.
142 movies.
BFF. Oh, shit.
Shows he's been actor in.
How many of them has he played himself?
Oh, he's an American. Bunch of American Dad. He's Avery Bullock, whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. one of the characters.
I don't know.
He's the
boss.
Oh,
yeah, duh. Yeah, okay. He plays Patrick Stewart. That's right. Yes. I remember.
As himself.
I
don't know. It is weird to see him. Like, you haven't seen him on the screen since X-Men, I guess.
Some movies that I like.
Oh, he's in Ted 2. Oh, he's the narrator of Ted 2.
That sucks.
And Ted. He's the narrator of Ted. Okay. Did you know that?
No.
Did not know that.
I didn't see
that. He's been in a couple Castlevania games, apparently.
What? He's Alucard.
Voicing Zobek.
Yeah, Zobek, whoever the fuck that is.
This has turned to Patrick Stewart cast.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's been in lots of games. Not mad about it.
You would.
He's in Romeo and Juliet, Bill Shakespeare's voice.
I don't know. There's tons of X-Men stuff.
Lots of shit, looks like.
All right.
But lots of like, he's like narrator. He has
an iconic voice.
He's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What?
Like the new one?
He's the voice of Winters, whoever the fuck that is.
In the new one?
2007.
Cartoons?
Oh. Yeah, that's newish.
Not cartoon movie.
Michael Bay one, is that 07? That seems really long ago. Was it the White Eye one? The animated, more CG, all CG?
Let me see here.
I think that one was 07.
At any rate, The Witch was okay.
Yeah, Witch cast.
He was in Dune.
The one where they look like turtly turtles, rather than the weird one where they look like weird freaks now.
Yeah, that one was like an all CG one.
Yeah.
Anyway, The Witch, you don't need to see it.
No.
There
unless
you go.
You like if that you type of thing, you know?
Wait for Netflix.
Don't go see it in theater now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just don't expect to get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a horror movie.
Think of it like M. Night Shyamalan's later movies.
It's just the suspense.
It's kind of creepy, but not really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you have any questions.
Or topics.
Or topics.
You would like us to discuss, go ahead, finish it.
Nope, write in at podcast@pennyarcade.com.
You
is
failed.
That right?
You said, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com.
Call.
Thanks.
Call us toll free. 1-800.
What's your phone number? Just say it.
penny-arcade.com.
What's your phone number?
Pound sign.
Can I have
Tell
your
them your phone number.
Yeah. No.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.